To write this, I remember a night too hot to sleep, a night on which the single window refused to shift and the room sweltered. That night, I dragged myself downstairs, jealous of the child my cousin used to be, his talent for hard sleep. In sleep, his body would dance, loose, unguarded, trying to find a shape it felt it fit, willing to walk the corridor to the front room where you'd find him next morning, face down on the couch, slender fingers trailing on the floor, him oblivious and innocent, asking who'd moved him in the night. Now he's grown. Grown into a world in which even sleep is scrutinized, a bed that's not his own, a hankering for home-cooked food. He serves a time defined by walls, wardens, wishes. And if I could, I'd wish him back. I'd wish him home and I'd watch over him again as he sleeps. The shapes his body takes, and what they say of freedom.